Welcome to the podcast, everybody. And as always, we ask you to do a couple things before we get started. First, go to Facebook, like and share the Facebook page. Then you go to Twitter. Twitter handle is
at Comes Natural Pod.
Then you go to iTunes, rate, subscribe, and review. Cody, start the podcast.
Comes Naturally, we are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's show, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This week, we're bringing the noise and the funk.
Oh, Mike's bringing the funk, I think.
Yeah. I'll bring the noise.
Oh, God damn it.
So very white. All right.
Like, when you go to a paint shop, you see, like, white, off-white, and then Joe.
Yeah.
That's what's there.
It's the shade, like, before
people are like, oh, man, that is white.
That is blinding. That is
blindingly white. It was like fake movie teeth white.
Then you have Canadian Joe.
Oh, good Lord.
Which is there. Just...
Just it's weird because it's white but smells like maple syrup.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Mike was flipping me off. Like, he's sitting there with this, like this. I was like,
he's probably trying.
Fuck, did
to.
I do?
No flips offs.
All right.
No flips off, sir.
So. Right.
So, what we were talking about, the word cunt versus the word twat.
And oh, family friendly episode right away. So pause this episode for real quick. Go get your kids. We're all going to listen in.
We're all going to talk about
And if you don't have kids, drive words. To elementary school and just put it on, like, loud.
Yeah.
Like, just crank your speakers up in your car or see if there's a boombox of some sort you can plug into.
That you can hold
from
over
what
your
I've
head
heard,
and try to get your girlfriend back
this
with.
This podcast will be also good for, like, you know, in utero, so you can, like, put those headphones on
the
stomach.
Yeah, the baby headphones.
Yeah. And they can listen to this, too. Yep. So.
And at your next church meeting?
Can you imagine having a kid's first word be cunt?
Well, if I had a kid, it probably would be close.
Nah.
That or something racist.
You're going to be an
You would have, like, a
father.
Hairy little, like, Ewok running around.
He is going to look like an Ewok.
you know kids aren't born with, like, hair like
no,
that,
No, no,
right?
no. Regular kids aren't.
Yeah.
Oh.
A Cody kid, though.
Cody kid?
That little Ewok-ing motherfucker.
Like, you had
He's
your beard since you were, like,
and attacking
you know,
robots.
6 months, right?
First off, I'd have to marry a hairy woman, too. Because
you don't
usually,
have to. She could have a recessive gene, and you
like,
could
you have
like
be
a
by,
super
you have to,
strong gene.
You have to look at her father because that's where it comes from. So if like,
yeah.
if I marry an Italian broad and her dad's like Mario Luigi, you know, like
yeah.
Harry,
it comes
like,
with the racism
definitely.
Again.
You said Mario Luigi, and all I could think of was literally like a green plumber character. I was like,
Well, I said Mario or Luigi, like either one of them. Hopefully, tall.
Mario.
Okay, say Mario.
Yeah, this wasn't Luigi Mario.
Yeah. But Mario is hairier than Luigi Mario, so.
Makes sense.
But yeah, if, like one of those guys, you know, they'd be like, well, then we're in trouble. Because, yeah, she doesn't look that hairy, but her dad, yeah, he can't go into the woods because people shoot at him. Because he's hairy. And Henderson's.
Then every day, Cody's reminded of the worst part of Star Wars. Wasn't the
worst
part of
part.
Me. Wasn't the worst part to me.
Get out of here.
I was about to say, no.
Prequels?
Fucking meat-eating tree bears. Hello. That's terrifying. Murderous tree bears. Oh, look, they're all cute and fuzzy. They murdered them and then played drums with their helmets.
I forgot like, about that, yeah.
You don't get helmets
the
without
head, what,
bodies.
What do you the think they were eating?
Well, they, no, there's a different amount of head in each one, so
yeah,
it has a different resonance
different...
when you hit it.
Oh, okay, that
they're
makes
like,
sense.
What they do is they leave the strap on and they carve out what they don't need to make the chamber inside... bigger or smaller for more resonance.
So what you're saying is there's literally a bear who's sitting there like cutting pieces out. Then he hits it and he's like, nope, not there yet. And he's cutting more pieces
for sure.
out and finally.
And he's like, nub-nub. And he puts
nub,
it out.
Nub. Because that's all they say is nub-nub.
That's all you ever hear. And and a little bit of crying.
Yeah.
When that one Ewok dies.
Right? So
George,
sad, too.
George Lucas, you monster.
You terrible human being.
That's where Joss Whedon got it from.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
Always have to have somebody die.
Yep. Can't be pretty. Fuck yourself. Let's see. News. Anybody got anything good? Because there's not much.
Nope.
Hey, first off, I'm going to say this out loud. You motherfuckers need to go see The Purge, the new one.
Nah.
I saw it already.
No, I'm not. I'm talking to these people.
Not these motherfuckers.
Yeah, well, these one of these motherfuckers. He's not going to see it because Mike has like an aversion to violence. But
really?
No,
you pussy fire.
I just never seen any of
the
them.
The fuck is no, that?
No interest.
Have you seen any other ones? First no. one, first you can one, skip. First yeah. one's the ending's garbage.
But I see them. I'm like, I guess it's a kind of cool idea.
The second one, if you go into it thinking that the dude is literally the Punisher,
yeah,
it's an amazing movie.
It's true. Plus, the violence is so stepped up in the second one.
And the second one, yeah.
Is this the third or the fourth one?
Third one.
This is the third one?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Crossbones has been in the last two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I mean.
Is he in the first one? He's not in the first one.
Ethan Hawke's in the first one.
That's weird.
He dies.
Spoiler.
In the worst way possible.
Yeah, it's been out for how many years? It's no longer a spoiler.
That's fuck them.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, when I saw the first one, or not saw the first one, I saw the trailers for it, I was like, it's kind of cool idea, but it looks weird. I don't really care. And then I heard it wasn't very good. So, like, after that, I was like,
Well, and the only reason we actually got, we went and saw the second one because we got preview screenings.
Yeah, so we didn't pay anything
yeah,
for
so,
it.
Yeah, like, so we went back and saw it.
Because it was really good.
I paid my money. So I was like, no, you guys won me over. Because this first one, the ending was horrible. I'll tell you about the ending. Okay, so the ending of the first one, I'm going to spoil it for you. Oh, bad. Too bad, all right? So the whole thing about the first one is it's very low, like, small cast because it's all about this one family, which is Ethan Hawke's family. So they let someone, his youngest son lets someone who's being chased by a bunch of perjurers into their house. And their house has a security system. And to let him in, he has to reverse it so all the metal panels that covers the doors and windows go up. But he can reverse it so the guy gets in, then he can reverse it so it goes back down.
Yeah.
Well, he does this, and then these people make it their mission to break into the house to kill this guy and the family. So whole thing goes down, blah, blah, blah. They get in because of mistakes because, you know, duh. Then the main bad guy, you should say, kills Ethan Hawke, and the wife finally gets a drop on him, gets a gun, and is about to kill him, and then the siren goes off to end the purge, and then she doesn't kill him.
Yeah, because at that point, he'd be considered murder.
This is the logic that I had in, though. You are in your house, where no one else can see you. You murder that motherfucker and whoever else is alive, and you say you killed it before the siren went off.
Right?
Anybody.
There would be no way to prove it.
Yep. Fuck him. I was like, he's viciously murdered your husband in front of you and your kids.
Yeah.
End that motherfucker right now.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Because then at that point, you could easily say, it was self-defense.
No.
And be like, yes, they broke in during the purge, but they were still here. They didn't leave. They were going to do bad things, and I got him. Second one, on the other hand, they're just like, we know what we did in the first one. That was our bad. So we're going to show you a bunch of murder for a long time, give you a wee bit of story why this guy is super mad, wee bit of story why these people are in trouble, and then more murder.
And then just sprinkle in all the fucked up weird shit.
Yeah.
All throughout.
Then the third one comes along. They're like, our favorite part about the second one was? The murder and weird shit. So now we're going to have murder and weird shit fuck. And their murder fuck baby thing is what we're going to make this movie.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
Shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, wow. They had a fucking drone at one point.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I was following them. That was dope as shit. They had probably the most racist group of people I've ever seen in any movie.
Which one was that?
The force that went after the senator.
Oh, okay.
They,
it
KKK
was
patches
the
white
supremacists.
Yeah,
white
power
back.
On the back.
Yeah,
on the patch. Like they were wearing riot gear, so they had like the things where they could put in your insignias, like your name and stuff. But instead of their names, they had patches for all these like every symbol you can imagine for a racist
flag.
Group: Confederate flag, swastika, Iron Cross, the SS symbol. Dude had a swastika on his neck tattooed, right?
Yeah, and then
he had an Iron Cross.
He had the SS on his eye. Yeah.
He had a American flag tattooed the side of his head. Dude, it
was
super his head was shaved, but he had sideburns. I was like, that dude is racist. Like, racist. Oh, it was
But the whole scene where that group of girls
Yeah,
outside
dude.
Of the convenience store. Yeah. Oh my god.
The first time they show up, I was like, it's gonna go down.
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking Marcos pops that chick in the ear. Which I was like, hilarious. Oh, that's dope as balls. You should have shot that bitch in the face, though.
I will say that whoever that girl is that played that character, oh, my God, she played it so well.
Oh, dude, when she made the comment about she murdered her parents and now she's back for her candy bar, I was like, yeah. Oh, you need to kill that bitch now.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, yo, she murdered her parents. I mean, come on. Even if this wasn't the Purge, you need to shoot that crazy bitch.
Yeah, Bubba, you need to shoot her. Like,
but nope. Suddenly doesn't want to.
I was like, no, you need to eliminate that bitch. Mm-hmm. It's the Purge. You okay?
But when they come back and then...
with their fucking sauce.
The two main girls get hit by that fucking van.
One bounces off and lands off the other car. The other one literally gets rolled over. And then she comes out with her fucking shotgun with the grip on the pump.
Yeah.
And she blasts the one chick holding. They had no idea she was there. She was still sawing away. I guess it was a chick. Might have been a dude. I don't know. I think they were all chicks, probably. No, the first one.
Okay, yeah.
That was a chick. I'm talking about the pig one. But yeah, she blasts that bitch. She had no idea. She's still sawing away in the door. Ah. Mm-hmm. And then the other pig one sees it and starts running. Just gets calf mid run and flies back. And then you hear a noise. She turns around and be like, pa-cow! Right in that bit. No cut from it either. Mm-hmm. Just pow! Right in the face with the shotgun. I was like, oh, you guys stepping it up. Something fierce. Yeah, it was.
Or how about the scene just before that where Punisher, yeah, with the Europeans, and they're kicking the shit out of Not Punisher and the senator.
And she's choking her.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my god, this is it. This is done. Just suddenly, double fisted guns.
They all get fucking. Some of them get away. Some of them don't get away. He's fucking murdered. Yeah, man, that was rough. Yeah, violence. The one thing, though, that, like, was weird to me was at the church scene with all the founding fathers, and they killed that dude.
Yeah.
Like, it just seemed like that was a little over too quick. Like, yeah, he stabbed him a bunch, but that dude was, like, pretty much dead, like, after, like, the third stab.
Yeah.
I was like, I kind of expected more with all the, like, gadgetry he had, like the saw.
Well, I think that was for, like... The way I saw it was that instance right there was just for that one guy.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the rest of the people tied up to the dollies downstairs
would have been for the rest. Would be gotcha, for the rest of them. The senator would
was
be
all for the founding fathers.
Would, yeah, it was just for them. So they would each walk up, choose their instrument, and do whatever the fuck they wanted. But a crazy priest there.
Yeah.
Yeah, just sitting there, stab, and you can see like. Like, that dude was, like, a psycho. Like, in normal life, that'd be the guy that you'd be like, I'm pretty sure that is a serial killer.
You'd always try to give that guy the candy.
That was another patch that I saw on their uniform was the circle with the cross in it. Zodiac Killer. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, the Zodiac Killer symbol, yeah.
Yeah.
Mark of the Zodiac. Yeah, like that dude's the guy you try to give candy bars to in regular life. Like, oh.
No, that's the dude that gives out candy bars and then kidnaps little kids. That's the way I took it.
Well, yes, but like if you work with that guy, unfortunately, like you're the guy like tries to be friends with him, just in case he comes on a murder spree, he'll come by and go, "Oh, thanks for the candy bars," and move on to the next office.
I would hope so.
Or go, "You ruined my teeth. Murder, murder, murder." Like, no, I made that mistake.
We make holes in teeth.
We make holes in teeth. That's the second time today.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. We said that last night, too, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
We're on a roll.
Yep. Started last night and then continued over.
Yeah. 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 Mike, what'd you got, buddy?
So, did you like it?
I did enjoy it a lot.
It was good, yeah.
I'm not going to watch it.
I think it's because it's like they're so over-the-top violent with it.
Mm-hmm.
In the world they built
there's
in this.
There's a just, spot oh. for that. I like, right now, I go in this weird, especially lately, like... When I say lately, I mean like the last couple of years. If it's not like a movie that I already have a previous investment in, like a Marvel movie or something like that, like I more just...
You're less likely to give it a chance.
No, not that. I just want to see different shit, like more story-driven shit now, like dialogue-driven stuff. It's like there's obviously a spot for movies like The Purge and stuff like that, but I just don't... I don't really have a lot of interest in it right now. At some point, I'll be like,
that's what summertime's for, though. Yeah. But summertime is never those, like, oh, it's going to be a really good story-driven movie. It's like,
I would say this had, you know, more story in it than most action movies, because most action movies of this, I mean, they don't have as much murder as, in them as they,
they
do
should.
As this does, but
fucking 80s style.
It had more story, where, you know, most action movies would be just literally straightforward. Oh, you killed my wife. I go kill you now.
Exactly.
You know, where this one has a bit
or
more
their dog.
Or their dog. Yeah, dude.
They can get murdered for sure. Or kidnap their daughter.
This one had a little bit more of a message to it that you know, whatever happened, the economic crisis, and this evil group took
over. The message
over.
Was basically, please don't vote for Donald Trump.
In some context, yeah. But, you know, it was also, it was about the social issues and the weird, fucked up way people will act around, you know, when they're given this okay to, for the next 12 hours, you can kill or do or plunder or whatever you want to do, you know.
I guess we should say, if you don't know what The Purge is, by the way, I guess this is a wait time says. So, if you don't know what The Purge is, it's in this alternate world where in the United States, continental United States, I think is the only place it actually happens.
Yeah.
Like the lower 48, you know what I mean? For one night a year, and one night only, for 12 hours from 7 p.m., right?
Yeah.
To 7 a.m., all crime is legal.
Including murder.
Murder, rape, everything. No matter, like, think of the most heinous thing possible. You can do it for those 12 hours.
The only thing that initially that you weren't able to do is go after certain excluded individuals,
yes.
which would be like congressmen, the president, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Those were the rules.
Every normal person is free game.
Yep.
And they built this economy around it where you have purge insurance. So if you want, if you want a business purge policy, so if you're off hiding and your business gets ruined, you get money back from it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's part of
another person's
story in this one. But so it's because of it, our country is actually on the uprise with the economy. And this year, so much more in this particular one, because they have a thing called murder tourism that's coming up. And it's actually foreigners, like from other countries, not just being, you know, sounding bad. They use Europeans, I think it was English people. They flew in to Washington, D.C. just for the purge, so they could participate in the purge, and they're just gonna go home.
Yeah,
because obviously in their country they can't do it.
Yeah,
without obviously, repercussions
being convicted
and punishment.
Of murder.
So, and it's funny because I never thought about that before.
That this wasn't happening in other countries.
Yeah. So, and then that, and I was like, oh, what would stop someone from another country, like someone from Canada, just that day, just going to America to murder some fucking white people, some Americans, you know, like.
Imagine being on accidental vacation over here during that time.
Yeah, dude, like.
I don't think.
Plane got delayed. The plane got delayed from leaving
actually,
or something.
In two, there was some people that were on vacation. Remember? They were the ones that broke down that ran into Frank Grillo the first time.
No, I don't think they were on vacation.
They were
on vacation, but they still were. They weren't from Europe or anything.
Yeah, they were
think.
Here.
They
were, their car broke down.
Yeah.
In the wrong time.
Yeah.
And then you find out it wasn't actually broke down. It was sabotage because they knew. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it was. It blew my mind when they said that. I was like, "Why is this dude at the airport?" And he's like, "So the biggest new trend is murder tourism." I was like, "Fucked up. Like it's so fucked up." Like, the most fucked up. I was like, Jesus. And, like, they were so happy to be there. And then the worst part is you see them later in the movie, and they're dressed like American
president
presidents.
And
that's the statue. So that light-up Statue of Liberty face you see, on the poster and stuff, that's one of the Europeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, they're dressed like George Washington and
Abraham Lincoln
and murdering people. And then that's when we're dressed like the patriotic with the curly wigs and the red and white striped outfits and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. I was like, "Damn, this dude wrote this. It's fucked up."
Not as many jump scares in this one as there were in the other one.
The beginning had legitimate jump scares.
Yeah,
but the second one, like, they really tried to jump scare you, and this is funny because I was expecting at some points in this one, and then they didn't do them. Then you didn't expect them, they did. And I was like, "Oh, those are good." Like the part where one that I did suspect were those three dudes that were sitting around that car when you first see the Europeans for the first time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, those guys aren't dead. Like, they're not dead.
No.
Don't walk between them. Like, walk around them.
And they weren't dead.
Yeah.
But the one that I was expecting was the they were in that ambulance and they came upon that wife. The triage van. They came upon the wife and the husband.
Yeah, I totally expected
and
that.
And I was like, don't get out of the van because you know, like, three or four are going to come running out of nowhere and they're going to come try and kill you.
Nope. That was one of my favorite throwaway lines, by the way, is when they're driving back. Like, this, what does the world come to? That lady shot her husband just because she was unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
and then instantly regretted it because she realized what she did, and that's where, like, I because I don't think I've actually ever seen the first one, but I get the idea behind it. But they took into the second one, they took the idea that they're the real people in the United States are actually sick and tired of the purge. They don't want this happening because they're the poor people. They're the people that are getting killed, whereas the rich people are the ones that are literally going out and doing this for a sport. Because that's what happened in the second
one. Yeah, they had groups of people who go out and they'd get people and they'd bring them to this one location. They would murder them there.
Yeah. It was literally a sport. It was literally... Yeah,
they had like champions, like they had their hunters and then they had their people and they let them out in this maze area.
Like Hard Target?
Kind of, but it was like boom. The thing with Hard Target is the Hard Target was out in the, you know, like they let them go out in the wild, they hunt them. This is like...
an enclosed room.
Yeah, like... like large. Hunting for sport, you know what I mean? Like
there were hedges and stuff, you know. So
lights, and there's like bright lights and like a flat like strobe lights and like dark areas. So you kind of had to do it. But they had like night vision goggles and scoped rifles and all sorts of shit. And they're like, they didn't give them anything. So Franco had to fucking take that brick and hit that one bitch in the fucking head.
That was the fantastic. Best sequence in that whole entire movie. Was that whole entire hedge fight? Because goddamn, he fucked people
so bad, dude. I was like, yeah.
Oh. Too bad. Wasn't there also one with a katana? Didn't like he take a katana away from someone and just chopped her in half or something?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh. But yeah, this. So
and then all these people like watched from the second floor. Yeah. Like watched it. And then so when he got a gun, he unloaded on the windows, like shooting at people.
Yeah.
I was like, you motherfuckers, dude.
And that's where you find out about the resistance that the Dante, I think his name is. And that carries over to the third movie.
Where they're freedom fighters.
They're freedom fighters, and they actually set up hospitals and stuff during the purge. That's where the triage man comes from. So I would say there's a bit more story into it than a lot of other action movies, you know.
But the violence, like, the second one has a really good violence, like, visual effects. The third one, though, is fucking so spot on, like, so good. Because, like, in the second one... they did a lot of that from a distance.
Yeah.
You shoot someone in blood. This is like straight up on people, gunning them down. Like,
oh, he was digging the bullet out of his shoulder.
Please don't show it.
I'm pretty sure he was digging something really out of his chest.
Yeah, dude.
That's how bad it was. Like,
I almost looked away. I was like, no, don't
He does the whole, like, where's the bullet thing first. He sticks his finger in there. Ugh. And then he goes, there. And then he grabs a pair of forceps because they're in the triage van. And he's just, like, digging in. And he pulls out, by the way, like, a pristine bullet.
Yeah.
That was, like, one thing, like, dart on
had
on
a little it. Bit of, I was like, I don't know what that bullet's made out of, but apparently it doesn't affect rifling. Or impact damage.
Yeah, and it somehow has the tracking device in it.
It was so fucking big. Like, that thing would have exited.
That thing was huge.
Enough power to be able to shoot that bullet, that thing should have exited his body.
Yeah, left
like,
a giant
I expected
hole
to see,
back.
Like, a deformed cartridge that, like, got stuck in him because of it.
Uh-huh.
He pulls out a perfectly, like, cylindrical, still like formed bullet. I was like, I don't know what material that's made out of, but you should make all bullets out of that because that'll do way more worse damage.
Mm.
But yeah, it was brutal. Fucking, my favorite part was that suitcase. I was like, you don't know that's a fucking bomb? Look at this thing. Like, why would he leave it on the fucking desk like this?
Yeah. I will say that the senator, they didn't play her as, like, some stupid, dumb woman.
No.
Like,
no,
they tend to do. You know, where not Frank says, you know, stay here. She stays there.
Yeah.
You know? And she helps out. You know, give me a gun. Okay, here you go. She helps out. She's not stupid. She does everything that a normal, reasonable person should do.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't written like a crazy, stupid idiot, you know,
we're like,
running,
you know,
and screaming around and having to be protected.
Like, you know? What was that movie we saw with Owen Wilson and Blake Lively? Not Blake Lively. Owen Wilson. The one that they went, he was like working for a power company that went to that foreign country had Pierce Brosnan in it.
Because it had Pierce Brosnan in it too, and I
You're talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't think of the name of the movie right now.
I'll look it up while you guys figure it out.
Not Nowhere to Run.
No, yeah, but the wife in it is what you're talking about. Yeah.
You think she seems real level. I mean, she's obviously scatterbrained because they're just traveling and like their lives are uprooted because they had to move this foreign country, blah, 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 right? Mm. But like she makes some of the dumbest decisions. No escape. I know something like that. She makes some of the dumbest decisions. Like he gets grabbed. Like he's about to get seen by the dudes, right?
Mm.
So she runs out in the open and gets grabbed. I was like,
yeah.
You make a noise for diversion or you throw something like. You don't just walk over here.
And then suddenly you're captured and you're like, oh.
Borderline rape until Pierce Brosnan just happens to fucking be there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was like, what? And then, like, the little girl walking out into the rain when her dad is getting attacked by the one dude.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. Your family's just full of fucking morons.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Anyways, that's what pissed me off of that movie is, like, she was, like, they showed her being strong and motherly, and then she made some of the worst fucking decisions ever.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I hate movies that do that so much.
If you just make her useless, make her useless. Don't make her fucking useful, and then when it's convenient, make her not useful.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Go see The Purge. It's fantastic. As long as you're into violence. Like, if you're like, oh, I like wholesome movies, don't go see this.
I was surprised by how many people showed up to that theater, too.
Yeah, on a Sunday.
Oh, my God.
It
was, what, 8:40 when we went?
I mean, yeah, which was a mistake. I kind of wish we went to 11, but I wish there was a 10 o'clock one.
At that point in time, I figured there would be people there.
Yeah.
But that was packed.
Yeah. When someone brought their kid in front of us, I was like...
Yeah. You shouldn't be doing that, guys.
Of all R-rated movies, this is probably the one you shouldn't bring him to.
Well, they were actively checking tickets at the door.
Yeah.
That's how bad the theater thought it would be. Yeah.
It's not a potty mouth rated R. It's like a straight up murder, violence,
and murder,
about rape. Like, I guess that thing that
candy
actually,
bar thieving.
Like, I laughed.
Oh, how dare they!
I laughed a lot in it, which is sort of disturbing.
Because waffles and pussy is
waffle and pussies. That was one of the fantastic lines. But like, I laughed at like the violence in it, which probably makes me a bad person.
Yeah.
Like when that bitch with the pom pom hairdo got blasted in the face, I laughed. I legitimately LOL.
But I think there's a difference between that type of laughter because I did too because I was sitting there going, oh, that bitch got what she fucking deserved because that was a psycho bitch. Now, if you would have been like, you know, oh. And laughed like that at some main character that you're supposed to feel something for.
Yeah, like if
then
like
you're a monster.
Spoilers, when Bubba got shot and was dying, if he would have died, I'm like, ha ha, you died, you dumb idiot. Then I would have been like more of a monster.
Yeah.
Like I found myself laughing at like a lot of the violence, and I was thinking to myself, I might be a more worse person than I thought I was. But then I was like,
good chances.
I heard other laughing too, and it wasn't just me, so I'm okay with
it. Oh,
no, your laughing was loud and it echoed back.
No. Some of that might have been me too, because there were scenes where somebody would get hit, and you're just like, oh dude.
When they're driving,
but like, oh,
that
is different than like, ha 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 ha. You know,
when they're driving in the triage van, and that fucking bus plows through those fucking purgers.
Oh no, I laughed at that too.
I lost it. I was like, oh fuck yeah, hit him with the bus. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it was fantastic. Oh.
But in my mind, at least, and maybe that's, excuse me.
Oh,
that came up. I couldn't help it. I said excuse me and I looked away from the mic.
He did look a little away from the mic.
I tried to,
still, but it's all right.
Because I was trying to talk and burped at the same time. But no, in my mind at least,
chirped.
They're out there, they're purging, they get hit by a van or a bus that was also purging. They're horrible people.
Yeah.
So,
moral of the story, don't purge.
Oh, yes, it's pretty awful. So, and this will be the last point on this. We'll try to talk about something else. Did you expect more when you saw the bloody black guy standing on the corner making his proclamation about he's the best?
Yes, I did.
All right, so they're going around in the triage van, right? And they're trying to get away because they're figuring out they're being followed because they just got lit up by an attack helicopter. And the point of view of the camera is telling you, they show you inside, they're running, they're driving away. Then they show for like a long time this muscle-bound, just covered in, I'm hoping, other people's blood. Otherwise, he needs to see a doctor.
Yeah.
Just ripped black guy with, like, dreads and a bandana. Just roided out of his mind, yelling. And so he has this big monologue speech about, I'm the best and I'm going to murder everybody. All this stuff, right? And you're on him, like, forever. And I was like, oh, shit's about to go down in the worst way for these people, like our group of heroes.
There was two ways I thought that yep. scene was going to go. And that, I think the first way is what you're saying yep. is that they were going to end up in a place, which they kind of did, yep. sort of, where they should not be. Like yeah. some sort of gang territory that where they would just get murdered.
And then so the other one I thought is like, oh, there's no one else around. He's going to get fucking lit up by this helicopter and it's going to be amazing.
Exactly.
Neither of those happened. I was like, all right. Nope. Okay,
it was
weird.
A throwaway scene.
Yep, just
nothing.
This would be really cool to have this muscle bound guy covered in someone else's blood, just screaming at the top of his lungs in the middle of this fucking city while it's in the Purge.
Because
mm-hmm. this one takes place in and around DC, by the way.
Hmm. Yeah,
because she's a senator running for president.
Yeah.
And I saw him. I was like, oh, this is gonna be some Lord of the Flies warrior shit right now. Like we gonna yeah. get down to it. And then it didn't happen. And then they run into the bikers. I was like, oh, never mind. It's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't happen. I was like,
that
oh.
still didn't happen either.
I was like, that's cool, I guess. And then the murder of those two fucking racist dudes. Like,
oh, yeah.
If you're going to run around in racist affiliated stuff, you better prepare to fight. Especially when, like, I don't know about you. This is my first gut attack, like, thing. I turn around and see all those black bikers.
Yeah.
And
Mexicans
they
specifically
and,
said
like,
that they were, what, Crips or, yeah.
And I was like, this is my reaction. Yes, I am fully armored. They have lots of guns. I have a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But there's way more of them than what my gun could eliminate right now. So I'm right by this body of water. I'm just going to jump in.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking, too.
I was like yo, no. Jim, because that's the whitest name I can think of right now, next to me. Hey, I don't want to give away our plan, but we should probably jump in this water behind us before these motherfuckers kill us.
Yep.
Nope. They're just like, ah! And then you hear gunfire, and they come back. And these dudes are dead as fuck.
Yep.
And blood everywhere. But the best part was, like, when they first walked up, the area where they're at, no bullet damage, continuity error. They go back to it, they show it from the other guy's perspective, and there's bullet holes everywhere. I was like, oh, that's what I expected to see.
Yeah.
Because these dudes got lit the fuck up. Huh. But yeah, the point is, you should see The Purge.
You know what I watched this Sunday?
What'd you watch?
Finding Dory.
We watched that too, but that was last Wednesday.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was a good movie too.
It was a good movie.
You know.
It's good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. My favorite part was, first off, did you notice they had a live action short at the beginning?
Yeah, dude. Hilarious, right?
Piper? That was live action, right? I'm pretty sure that was live action.
Yeah.
Cause
I'm pretty sure it was.
That was incredible.
Yeah. Looked great.
Like, holy shit. I was like, oh, they're straying away from the anime. That's cool. But the feathers were unbelievable. The oh water, God. The sand.
Dirt. Yeah, the
like,
sand.
Like, holy shit. I was like, what now? How's that work? But Dory's, the graphic, before we went inside, I was planning and watching Finding Nemo again, and then rewatch it, and then go watch Finding Dory. Not that I forgot the story, but I just wanted to see. But the visuals in Finding Dory, we saw 3D IMAX.
Mm-hmm. Which was amazing.
It looked phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like the octopus, Hank, right? Was his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looked unbelievable, dude. A septopus, yeah. It was not a
septopus. That was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kept correcting him.
May not be able to remember, but I can count.
yeah, he looked amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he changed colors, it was fantastic.
And that was one of the best parts for the credits. You're suddenly like, wait, is that? Oh shit, it is.
Yeah.
And he's just like appearing out of different places.
The
and
car
stuff.
One of my favorite, though, because he had a can of beer.
Yeah.
Made me laugh.
But no, that
I heard people
really good.
People seem to like it, but I did hear a lot of shitting on it. I think people are mad at Pixar right now for doing all these sequels. But I'm like, yo, it's the right time frame to hit these sequels. Like,
you can't be always coming up with new.
Well, not
property.
Even that. Like, the story's been good. None of them has been bad. They've all been very good movies. I don't know why people were shitting on this movie. It holds up. Like, I'd have to watch it a couple times before I made any like definitive statements, but it holds up really well with the first one.
Yeah, like it feels like a true sequel to it. It just like I think what I thought was like, oh, Finding Dory obviously is going to be about Dory, because it's in the name. But I thought it was cool because it didn't exactly mirror the first one.
No,
no, not at all.
And it was different enough, even though it was like obviously
they put it in a way different environment.
Yeah, like...
like a very different environment. Yeah. So that kind of... just the environment change alone lend itself to be a whole different kind of movie.
And the fucking bird.
The bird was the seagull, hilarious.
Whatever it was.
Just popped up at the end. Yeah. Oh.
Made me laugh so much, too. And the other sea lion was really funny, too.
Oh, my God.
It just all this character and his buddy were... when they're yelling at the off. And they just go right back to sleep.
Oh.
Don't get used to it. And he's... yeah. I love at the end when he's like... oh, made me laugh so much.
Fucking crazy.
Did you spot John Ratzenberger?
No.
So he's in every Pixar movie, as we know.
Right.
So in this one, do you remember where I told you where he was at? I know you didn't spot him.
No, I didn't spot him. I can't remember where
you saw. So when Dory finds her old house and she's looking at the drain, she's not going to go in, then there's the two little crabs and one's cutting the grass.
Solid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's always a background character, except for Toy Story. He's legitimately in it. But everything else, he's always a background character. But yeah, the movie's really good. Like, it ramped up the feels way more than the first one. They're like, you know what we do, right? We're like, no, it's going to be a good sequel. We're going to fuck them
over. You know how we're going to start it, though? We're going to make the most adorable cartoon character you've ever seen in your life.
Yep.
And then make her lost and scared.
Yep. Oh,
yeah.
And then just the fact, I don't know if people really picked up on this, but that montage of Dory being lost and asking people like to help her find something goes right into Finding Nemo, into her running into Marlin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like her whole fucking life, she's been lost and without friends. It's so goddamn depressing. I'm sitting there, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm looking around, I'm like, everyone should be really mad at this movie right now, but nobody seems to be understanding that that's super fucked up. But...
they had I love how they did that. That they integrated it right into Finding Nemo. That at the end of not really at the end of her journey, she finds Marlin. But I like that they had the callbacks to some of the jokes in the first movie, like where she could talk whale.
Yeah,
Find out that she had a friend.
She had a pipe buddy.
Yeah,
Destiny. Yeah, it was good, man. It was a lot of fun.
Jim Gaffigan made an appearance.
Yeah.
Because. Sorry, we laugh. And the otters, oh my god, dude. They were so adorable. The otters were so amazingly adorable.
Cuddle party!
Yeah.
Cuddle
party. Oh my god, dude. I was like, I want an otter. That's like a sea cat, right?
When
pretty much.
And I like that I felt like they knocked up the ridiculous level a little bit, which I enjoyed, but I saw a lot of people complaining about it. But I was laughing the entire time Hank was driving that truck.
Yeah.
And Dory was telling him where to go.
Right.
Did you get distracted?
The whole fucking time. I was cracking up. And then, spoiler, they cut away and you're like, they're not on the bridge. And then she comes over the rock cliff area and it cuts to slow motion and the music playing. You see all the fish. Oh, it's so good.
It was fantastic.
The bucket part, though, was
the bucket part was fantastic. Yeah, it was really good.
No, like, scary parts in it, though.
Yeah, like the Bruce the Shark scene.
Yeah,
or the jellyfish thing. Yeah, that was the other thing, too. Did you notice that Dory didn't have the scar on her fin that she got from the jellyfish in the first one?
Mm. Yeah, I didn't see that.
That was weird. Like, maybe, like, I mean, it looked like it was going to be permanent. It could have healed, I guess, over that time because it was, like, a year later or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm. But I thought it was just really weird. But when she saw those line of shells towards the end there.
And then the camera angle spans up and you just see like a sunburst.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, the air got really dry in here.
Mm-hmm. I expected almost to have her find her parents dead or just like not find them and assume that they're dead.
Oh, Jesus Christ, it'd be the worst.
Right.
And then she swims away and you see him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh.
Or just misses them. Oh, jeez.
I kind of got the feeling they were going to be dead. When she found the other group of the
whatever the fish it is, and they said that
they were
her
gone.
Parents went after her after she went missing. Yeah,
yeah, and they like they're gone. I was like,
yeah,
are you literally about to fucking every Disney movie us right now?
Yeah,
like no, they went after you. I was like, oh, thank God, they can be alive though. Don't fucking do this to me. Yeah, it was brutal.
They got caught in a shipwreck.
Oh, an iceberg.
They got hit by the frozen ship.
Proportions. No, man, that movie was really good.
Yeah.
I'm really happy about that.
The Sigourney Weaver thing made me laugh.
He was so excited when that happened.
Well, because I read that that line wasn't originally going to be in the movie, that there was some, for some reason, they were having Sigourney Weaver do an audition for another, for a voice in the movie. And so she started her audition off with, "Hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver." And so they loved that line so much that they put it in the film.
Yeah. Made sense. But it's just hearing Dory's like, "My friend Sigourney Weaver said it."
Yeah. The kiddie pool part made me laugh, too. All the creatures were super terrified.
The touching.
And then Hank was just like hiding under that rock as much as possible.
No, where they're making their way through that that little canyon in there.
Yeah, the minefield of hands.
Then the little the worms or whatever pop up. Yeah. And they're like, "Don't go
turn back.
Oh, I couldn't stop laughing. But yeah, it was like a fucking minefield of fucking hands coming through the water.
Just straight up like Saving Private Ryan style. Yeah. I was like, dang. You want to give some kid little PTS action, man? What's wrong with you? Yeah, man. I couldn't get over the graphics though. Holy shit, man! The water was gorgeous.
It just keep getting better and better. It's kind of ridiculous. Like I'm waiting for them just to kind of plateau out because I feel like you can't really make them much better, can you? Like
you can.
Well, it's gonna be to the point where they're gonna be the ones that break the mold of human and CG mix where it doesn't look awful, where it's like humans in a CG environment.
Where you don't run into that uncanny valley type of look.
Where like like you'll see a human and you'll see a human they made and you'll be like,
"You're like, that's witchcraft there.
Is that a real person?
Burn them at the stake.
Did you lawnmower man us?
Oh.
Is this a real person?"
Then Johnny Depp goes into
Then they're like, you know what they're working at? They're working at a Roger Rabbit remake. They're like, "We're going to get so good. Roger Rabbit remake."
That would actually be pretty cool.
Live action, and then you go to the CG world.
Mm-hmm.
And they can mix cartoons and CG all in one. Oh, goddamn.
Oh, that would be awesome.
How come we haven't gotten a Roger Rabbit sequel? It makes
sense. Remake, at least.
Well, because of the...
Not a remake.
Because of the licensing. Because there's so many different companies that were together.
Yeah, they took a lot of licensing. Because
it was Disney and
movie.
Warner Brothers. Or, yeah, Disney and Warner Brothers, because it was Bugs Bunny and the Mickey Mouse's.
Yep.
You don't have to have Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse, though.
You don't have to. But that's
they're
reason,
iconic
in
that you would think that they should be in it. You know, when you do...
Well, they should Wreck-It Ralph it, man. They should just be able to use those, like, just throwaway stuff. Like they did with Mario and Q-Bert and...
And that
Street Fighter ones and stuff.
Bugs and Mickey was a throwaway in Roger Rabbit. Like
I mean. You use them as a throwaway.
But I don't think you need them. I think you can do fine with just original made up characters like Roger Rabbit.
Well, plus they have a plethora of their own characters they can throw in there.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, you know, we just named off a bunch.
Yeah.
Because you have all of their movies. Plus they're Disney, so they have all the Disney stuff they can do. It's just like a different world.
Star Wars in there, too.
Yeah. Like, they could have all of it. I think Mike just came.
Star Wars Infinity toys inside of it?
Oh, that's not a thing anymore.
They could, is what I'm saying. I know it's not a thing anymore. Yeah. But like, you could even do, like, a throwaway joke of, like, "Oh, nobody plays this anymore."
Aw. You know we need a remake of? Small Soldiers. I said it. Smet it.
I enjoyed that movie.
Hey, Tommy Lee Jones pops up again.
It's on the Netflix. I think it's on the Netflix. It's July, so it might not be on there anymore. I keep seeing it, and I was like, "Well, I should watch it." I don't remember how bad it is, and I was like,
"It's pretty bad." But it's like one of those
Moore's finest work.
It's one of those movies rough. That you watched when you were a kid, and you just
it was super awesome when you were a kid.
Super awesome because I remember that movie. There was like RC something or and other.
What was great
the
though,
little dinosaurs one
because there were toys. The toys looked just like the movies, which was always an issue for getting toys looking like
the characters. Cool.
But the fact that they were just toys.
They made toys for this movie, then they made toys for the movie.
Yeah, I was like, these look so good. I had the Tommy Lee Jones one, and
which is funny because I remember like normally when you have those, the alien looking ones are the bad guys, but in that movie they weren't. They were the good guys. You're like, super conflicted now. This one looks more like me, but he's bad. I feel bad now. Tommy Jones, you're a dick.
That's where James Cameron got it from.
That's exactly where he got it from. He stole it from Small Soldiers.
Avatar is just a remake of Small Soldiers.
But on a different scale. The soldiers aren't.
What was the story? It was like it was like war microchips or something like that.
Yeah,
and somehow they made it into a toy line and.
Yeah. I remember it. So I know that was, what was the good guys though?
They were like the more pacifist programming, I guess.
With the programming too. I can't remember. Maybe I have to watch it.
You're going to make me watch this goddamn movie again, aren't you?
All right, end the podcast. Let's go watch it and then we go play Division. No?
No, calm down.
No? Okay.
We are about that time though.
Yeah, 45 minutes. Nice and tight. Keep it tight.
So another hour to go.
I don't think I can make it.
Bye.
Joe's got the poop shakes right now.
Joe's got the pee. Oh, like a racehorse.
It looks like that. Like, oh, man, I gotta, can't relax. Poop. Anyways, yeah, so three things to watch this weekend.
Purge.
Small Soldiers, Purge, Election Year.
And Finding Dory.
There you go.
It's cover all the bases.
Very good selection.
We cover.
You can take kids, all three of them.
Family friendly,
mm-hmm,
super violent, and bad.
Yep.
We cover all the bases.
Yep.
Don't watch it.
Oh,
what order?
By the way,
in,
sports fans, if anybody who listens to this also likes sports, that All or Nothing documentary on the Cardinals is dope as fuck.
Did you finish it yet?
Yeah.
How many episodes is it?
It's 8. Oh, okay. I knocked it out on Sunday.
Couple guys at work were watching it, and I was like,
it's really well done. It's really good. Spoiler alert, you're going to cry if you watch the whole thing. It has nothing to do with sports.
Really?
Yep. A dog dies in it.
That's random.
Yeah. Real fucked up.
Dog just wanders into shot and then, like,
dies? No. Michael Bidwell has a dog, and the dog happened to die during the filming of the show.
Oh.
And it's fucking rough, dude.
Ouch. All right.
Sorry. You said it's rough.
It's
dog.
You said he walks into a shot. I was like, he shot the dog?
And then that would have been
surprising. Can you imagine like a dog just walking by in the background and just got pinged in the head with a football? If a dog died like that, I'd be like, that's sad, but kind of funny.
Like that. This way is nothing funny about it. Randy, what's his name, hit with the fastball?
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson.
Yeah. He murdered that bird.
Blew up that pigeon.
He murdered that pigeon. Fuck you, pigeon.
Nothing left but like 18 feathers after everything touched
the ground. Yeah, right. Well, because it was going so fast it burnt the other ones up. Disintegrated the pigeon.
Yeah. So watch that. Yeah. So watch.
So are they going to do more of that? Because I know it said season one. Are they going to do other teams?
I assume Amazon is going to jump on another team because this has been really successful for them.
Yeah.
So I assume they're going to jump to another team to film this year.
I'd like to see the statistics of how many people from Arizona.
Everyone in Arizona. Well, see, here's the thing. You can watch it for free. It'll let you watch it for free.
Oh, really?
If you just have your regular basic login account.
Oh, what?
But there's commercials.
Oh, fuck commercials. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
So that's why.
I'd still like to see that metric, though. I want to see how many people bought a subscription.
I bet it did good enough to where next year it's only Prime.
Oh, like a tease. Plus, I heard it's really good for people. Like, because the one guy from Mario from work, he is a Steelers fan. So you already know he's partially, mentally handicapped anyways. but he watched it because he likes football and like that stuff. So he watched it because of that. Andy, who watched it also, I know he's a Denver Broncos fan.
Well, football fans are weird. Like, there's this odd clamoring for football all the time.
Because people who like football.
And people
like
are
it all
obsessed
time.
With it. Like,
it's
I like
it's
football.
It's the shortest time, though, I think, for any sport, though.
It's, really, yeah, it's only, it only happens like, once a week, or your team only plays once. I get that. I get why it's popular. I just hate the fact that people are so overly fucking like, the greatest thing. It's like, yeah, it's cool, man, but fucking chill the fuck out.
Like,
there's
people have a countdown to the draft day. And then
the
like,
only reason I watched this one is because it was the Cardinals.
So let me ask you a question. So who's your least favorite football team in the NFL?
My least favorite?
Like, if they all died in a fiery wreckage right now, you wouldn't bat an eye.
That makes me feel worse, but the Niners.
Okay, so.
No, I don't. It's like the Niners or the Seahawks or something.
Wait, my least favorite. So, think of a team you don't care anything about. Win or lose.
Jacksonville.
Okay, Jacksonville Jaguars, right? I got one right? Are you right? Fuck yeah.
Good.
So, next season for All or Nothing is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Would you watch it?
Would
you check it out?
Because of how well
it was done, right?
It was done this year. See? I'll probably watch whatever it is next year.
And I think that would help
a lot
of people.
Had it started with Jacksonville, there's no way I would have watched it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Is like,
but Arizona, very sneakily, people who live here aren't quite used to it yet. But Arizona, over the last 2 years, have been one of the most popular teams in terms of entertainment value and still winning.
They've had really good games.
Yeah.
Even though they haven't.
And they've had really good primetime games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the biggest thing. Last year, they had 4 primetime games.
It's a conspiracy.
So, it's... They have personalities. Like, the biggest reason it worked is Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Cardinals.
I hear he's a nutball, too.
He's hilarious. But yeah. He cusses like crazy. And it's fantastic because he's very creative in how he cusses.
British level of...
He calls one of his own players a fucking dickwad at one point in practice. Like, but he's like talking to himself. They show him and you see him tense up and his teeth grit and he's like, oh, that goddamn fucking dickwad. What the fuck is he doing? And he turns back to his coaches. But no, he's funny, but like he's got a good personality too. And then the Cardinals are kind of like, they're stacked with charismatic players right now, like they had Honey Badger and Patrick Peterson, so they translate well on the TV. And so I'm trying to think, I feel like they have to do another season of it because it's so popular. Like Pittsburgh would be a good landing spot because you want to do someone that you think is going to be good.
I think you'd want to look at teams that also have a lot of, not turmoil, but like a lot of that
personalities,
built-in history though too. Like you'd have, like obviously a big one would, like I think I would be interested in would be Green Bay.
Yeah, well, Green Bay has great players on there, you know, on both sides of the ball too, and I think you're gonna need those great players. But Green Bay has a lot of that. Pittsburgh has you know really good players on both sides of the ball. But I was trying to like, I would be interested to see New England just because of Bill Belichick and the Tom Brady situation. But I don't feel like Bill Belichick would ever let that happen.
Yeah.
But that would be super interesting. But it was really well done. It's much better than Hard Knocks. Like for people who love Hard Knocks and watch it every year, like what's cool about Hard Knocks is like something happens and then next week it's on TV.
Yeah,
it's that instant. It's real current and in the moment.
It runs during the season.
It runs during training camp. It's just about training camp. By the time week one starts, you hit your finale of Hard Knocks. So you're prepped. But the problem is Hard Knocks has always been bad teams. Like, there hasn't been a good team on Hard Knocks in, like, 6 years. So, and then also, I don't like Hard Knocks because half of the storyline is watching either young guys or old guys trying to stay in the league and not making it and getting cut. Like, that's the reoccurring theme.
Yeah, I mean, it's Hard Knocks.
You know? And it's rough to watch, and I don't think you should get to see people get fired at the rate that you get to see it. It's just not fun for me to watch. But I think the access that you're granted with All or Nothing, how can it was, and it goes back with, like, players and coaches as families. The best thing was the individual squad, like, film room sessions. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm spacing on the guy's name right now, but the defensive line coach for the Cardinals is hilarious in film.
Really?
Yeah, when he's going over stuff, he's just ripping people to shreds every time they fuck up. And, like they're star players, like, just tearing them to pieces. But he's hilarious while he's doing it. Like, mm-hmm. If it's not happening to you, it's really funny. But yeah. You would feel real bad if he was saying shit like that to you. But yeah, definitely go check that one out too. If you've been on the fence about it, or if you're like me, you're in the minority who doesn't like Hard Knocks and you don't really need football 24/7 like a lot of people do.
Yeah,
this is still worth the watch.
All right,
yeah, it's good stuff.
Fair enough.
The production value looked good from what I saw over Mario's shoulder. It's
NFL
on his
Films, man. You got it. NFL Films is high level shit at this point. Like they got it down to a T. So.
A T. Speaking of a T, this is the end, motherfuckers, of this episode.
T-end.
We tend to end this right now.
Boom! Wordplay.
Wordplay. It's like library foreplay.
Yeah.
That was not as funny ever. Anyways. That's it for this week's episode of Comes Naturally. We are.
Can you imagine Joe. The paper cuts? Mike.
You don't fuck the books.
I don't know what you're getting at.
You get a librarian hot by using wordplay.
In a library?
Sure. Yes.
Why not?
Still very high risk of paper cuts.
Don't fuck books.
All right, bro.
Especially if you read on a Kindle, because that ruins your Kindle. Just saying. And I'm Cody. And
the home
usual,
button stuck.
little weird thing is there's no actual home button.
It's
that's
all touch screen.
Actually just your.
So if your home button.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. You can tell I have an iPad.
It's a touch screen. And as usual, guys, you just came naturally. Ooh, that sounded worse this time because we were talking about this time.
Yep. Bye.
Go fuck yourselves.